7.7 FM, WTYC, Richland Center. You know, and always on the Civic Media.
I can do anything at all. Let
ABC
me know.
News, I'm Richard Cantu. Night one of the Democratic National Convention.
Are you ready to elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz?
President Biden addressing the Chicago Convention, occasionally interrupted by chants of We Love Joe, chastising critics who still don't accept he's rightfully elected. Talked up the record of achievement during his administration.
Progress was and is possible. Justice is achievable. And our best days are not behind us, they're before us.
Israel Defense Forces report recovering the bodies of six hostages taken in the Hamas sneak attack on October 7th, doing so in what the IDF calls an overnight operation in southern Gaza. Don't say how or when they died. Claiming unfair labor practices, more than 17,000 technicians, field workers, and customer service personnel have gone on strike against AT&T.
And a high of
75. This is ABC News.
Tuesday night, clear and chilly, a low of
48. Waiting to be retried in New York City, disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein will not be heading back to California to resume his prison sentence for rape there.
Harvey Weinstein will stay in custody in New York as Manhattan prosecutors seek to retry him on sex crime charges this fall. Weinstein was arraigned on a warrant from Governor Kathy Hochul to ensure he remains in New York instead of being transferred to California to serve his sentence in that state for rape and other crimes. The DA says once the New York trial is complete, Weinstein will be returned to California. Weinstein's original New York conviction was thrown out on appeal. Maintains his innocence and is also appealing his California conviction. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Her daughter reported the death in Cary, North Carolina of Betty Jean Hall. Appalachian attorney Hall paved the way for a 1978 settlement allowing women to enter the coal mining workforce. Later served as a federal administrative judge. Betty Jean Hall was 78. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
With sports, the Brewers and Cardinals open up a three-game series tonight at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Milwaukee's Frankie Montas against the Cardinals' right-hander Eric Fetty. The Brewers with an 11-game lead ahead of the Cardinals in the division, coming off that sweep of the Cleveland Guardians. The Cards losing to the Dodgers Sunday 2-1. NFL, Packers back in practice after losing in Denver 27-2. Quarterback Sean Clifford on what he could have done differently in the game.
It's tough to say just now, broadly, speeding it up a little bit. I thought that there were some plays to be made where my eyes were just late. When you're playing guys like Patrick, you know, the Broncos once. You just can't be late. And if you are, it's going to either, you know, result in an incompletion or interception. So I thought that was, you know, when we had plays, when we made plays, it was on time.
As Packers backup quarterback Sean Clifford, they face the Ravens Thursday in a joint practice. This is sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rod Price. A few clouds in the overnight and some patchy fog for me as well. Light winds and mid-50s expected at sunrise. After the morning patchy fog, we'll have mostly sunny skies, but winds will remain on the light side. Highs topping out in the middle and upper 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Tuesday for the Devils Advocates. We're here in Chicago. The DNC is the occasion. All the political stars will join us at the table. Devils Advocates.
Gotta listen to Devils Advocates.
Weekdays 4 till 6.
When she takes a morning ride.
News from the center. WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And when we get back, it will feel so right. Just lay back and linger in the moonlight. Then she'll smile at me.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Putinoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and What You See Twitter. I am so excited to have our next guest join us. He is known as Mr. Global on all the socials. His name is Matt Randolph. Good morning, Matt. Thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, Jane. It's an honor to be here. I love doing this. I love people. Radio people. You heard it here, folks.
You heard it from Mr. Global. You heard it from Mr. Global. Now, I stumbled across you on TikTok, Matt, and you take very complicated things and you break it down in really easily digestible ways. And that's just such a talent for one thing. And I also love the way you approach the people who are contrary, say. Can we put it that way? You're always very respectful, but you're like, no, dude, you're wrong, and here's why you're wrong. And you've been, you've been doing this a long time. You started working on an oil rig when you were out of high school.
Yes. Yeah, I started in 1992.
And then you formed your own energy company in 2004.
That train ain't coming. Yeah, 2004 is when I started my first oil and gas company. I found out that my boss had recommended that I not get the promotion to our leaders in Houston. And basically because it was one of those deals just the I got shut down. So I went out and I talked to some people who got some investors, and I basically started my own company, and I put that company out there.
Well, and what I like about this was in your bio that you provided. You started a fully integrated upstream oil and gas company, and we will get around to that because I find that fascinating in and of itself. But I wanted to start with something that everyone complains about all of the time. It's the price of gas and the price of everything. And Donald Trump has said that if he's elected, he's going to drill, baby, drill. But Kamala Harris will stop all drilling after the election. Calvin, let's play that clip for Mr. Global. And then enough to sing the song. Clip number one.
If they win the day after the victory, they'll stop with all the drilling. But they went back to it because prices were going through the roof. They were going really bad. And that's what caused our inflation. And that's what destroyed the lives of many Americans.
Is it opposite day? It must be opposite. So first of all, let's look at why oil prices were high in 2021 and 2022. Under the Trump administration, OPEC was producing 37.5 million barrels a day. And then right in here, Donald Trump made that OPEC 2020. What was OPEC producing in 2021? 31 million barrels a day? 37, 31. I think that might impact oil prices. What about 2022? 34. 37, 34. I think that might impact oil prices. And why were they doing this? Why were they producing so much less? Trump's historic oil deal. When did the deal end? April 2022.
This is so important, Matt. This is so, it's so important. And there are several factors to this that I did not realize until I started watching your TikToks. There was a global oil crash around 2015, right?
Yes. The largest oil crash in history occurred at the end of the Obama administration.
And so to recover from that took several years, right?
That is correct. And the reason that oil crash occurred was because in 2015, if you remember, Congress was controlled by the Republicans. And they wanted to lift the 40-year export ban that the United States had. Before then, we didn't export oil. We kept our oil at home. And by keeping our oil at home, our oil traded at a lower price because it was trapped in a captive market.
Black Pontiac with a pocket of cash, foot on the gas.
Republicans wanted our oil to be sold across the world, like a pickup truck, so oil companies could fetch a better price. And during that time, Democrats were saying, right now, this is going to result she said, in hundreds of billions of dollars in profits to the oil companies. And, you all know, when you're doing the things that you do, want to get this sleepy boat on town. They were something to talk about.
And then, when Donald Trump was elected, he made a deal in 2018 to get OPEC to lower prices, correct?
Yeah, pushed them off. In June of 2018, they agreed to increase production, but they never did. And then on October 2nd, the thing happened that gave them the leverage needed, and that was the disaster of Jamal Khashoggi.
Can you explain to people how that is all tied together? The murder of Jamal Khashoggi by the song is essential.
Sure, yeah. So on October 2nd, Khashoggi occurred. And oil was $75. OPEC. So here's what we know. We know that theft occurred in October. We know that Donald Trump was completely supportive of MBS in Saudi Arabia. We know the world has some type of retribution from Saudi Arabia. They were calling for sanctions, all kinds of stuff. Shortly after that, OPEC started increasing prices drastically. By the time we got to election day, oil was $59 a barrel.
Local radio, locally owned, staffed, managed, and focused on local community service.
November the 20th.
Country and community, WRCO-FM 100.9.
The increase in production and the much lower oil prices. And the very next day after that, on November the 21st, he came out and completely cleared MBS of the murder of Jamal Khashoggi against the advice of our own.
If you're just joining us, Matt Randolph is our guest. He is known as Mr. Global across all social media websites. He has been in the oil and gas industry for more than 30 years, started working on an oil rig when he just got out of high school, and has been involved in the industry ever since then. I would like to play another clip, Matt, that you had talking about how many jobs were lost under Donald Trump related to these deals with OPEC. Calvin, play clip number two, please.
Yes, yeah,
the deal with Donald Trump finally got set the show to drastically increase production, crashing the global oil and gas market, all to lower gas prices before an election and to forgive Saudi Arabia for the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Yeah, they made a deal. Trump told him yes, and I'll tell the world that I believe him that he didn't do anything to Khashoggi and you increase oil production. Here's the proof. So first of all, we all know that Donald Trump is pressuring OPEC to increase production throughout his entire administration. Let's just get that out of the way. And then at the end of 2018, they finally did it. Finally agreed. Here's what happened. The rig count in the United States went from 1,008 to 780. Yeah, 300 drilling rigs.
I love that. I love that. That's so something that I would do. Yes, that's the thing. So our oil and gas industry shrunk when OPEC started increasing their output. Right? So if this had a negative effect on our oil companies here in the U.S.
Oh, absolutely. We estimate 20,000 job losses due to that crash of 2018. And not only is the 20,000 job losses, because you got to remember, for every job created in the oil and gas industry, 3.7 jobs are created in other industries that support that industry. So every job is 4.7.
Right.
So not only did it cause that, but it caused the highest gas prices in our history, because what happened in 2020 was their revenge for Donald Trump double-crossing them in 2018. Because what Donald Trump did was, as soon as he got Saudi Arabia to increase production, he granted waivers to Iran on their sanctions and allowed them to continue to produce oil, and that is what crashed the market. It wasn't Saudi's increase, it was the fact that he allowed Iran to keep producing and selling oil, and that caused the crash. And the whole agreement was based on the fact that Iran was going to be sanctioned and not sell.
So Trump told the Saudis, I'm going to sanction Iran. They're not going to be able to take part in the market. All is good. Once the Saudis start increasing production, he goes back on what he told the Iranians, allows them to export, and then everything collapses.
And so, I don't know how to sound here, like, second.
We've got about a minute and a half.
Okay, maybe we can. But the OPEC it is their retribution, it is their revenge, and it was a work of art on the part of MBS and Vladimir Putin. And Donald Trump had no idea what was happening.
But he makes all the best deals with all the best people.
Nothing but the best.
And the biggest brain is that a very stable genius with a big brain.
You could count.
We're going to continue our discussion with Mr. Global Matt Randolph is here. If you have a question, text it in to 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, State Post. You're listening to Matt Mayer on here and to Across the City Media Radio. It was a Saturday night, so
now making 7% a year is that tax, and 28% on a credit card. Just doesn't matter. So get rid of that high interest debt first. Then you'll be set to make the best choices that can really pay. Yeah, made sure to put at least $1,000 away for emergencies.
Are you a skilled mechanic who loves working outdoors? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort is hiring a golf and groundskeeping maintenance mechanic. This full-time, year-round position offers a unique opportunity to keep the beautiful grounds in top shape. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Or print an application at thehouseontherock.com.
You're listening to News from the Center.
That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201.
Pre-recorded
Join the House on the Rock and make
Media.
A difference every day.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies
good morning
provides
and welcome
quality
back
care
to Matt Nair
and a
on
commitment
air.
To
Jay
your
Matt
quality
Nair,
of
Greg
life.
Bach,
we'll
Dr.
develop
Slide
a plan
on the
that fits your rehabilitation
coming to you from our
goals.
Studio in
when
downtown
you
Waukesha,
one
Wisconsin,
are in need of
you can always join us.
Services,
you can call
and
text us the same number,
855-752-4832.
Leave a comment if you're watching on a live stream on Facebook,
we
YouTube,
cars,
and
trucks,
what used to be Twitter. Very
really
excited to have our guest with us. And he will stay
it's
as long as you've got questions for him. Matt
so
Randolph is here. He's known as Mr. Global
people.
Across all the social medias.
So
he's been working in the gas and oil industry since he got out of high school, started working on an oil rig, eventually opened his start of his own gas company. And he is also a proud grilled cheese connoisseur. Matt Randolph is here. That's how many of your videos I've watched, Matt. I watched like three
attention farmers and
yesterday.
Folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek
really
Farm Store has got you covered. Located
check
at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro,
some
Wisconsin.
Some of your videos
Engine
are a minute
Farm
and a half. Some are a little bit longer, 6 minutes.
All things farm and machinery
but
supplies.
They're so
from essential
informative
tools to supplies
and so
that keep your farm running smoothly,
and you
they've
have
got
charts,
it all.
And you
guess
have
what?
Numbers,
Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm.
Make sure you look for Mr. Global with half a million followers. Since you announced the interview last week, I have three fake Mr. Global accounts following you. So,
back to
you're
school.
Very popular.
You're very popular.
Germs. Remind yeah. your kids to wash
so
their hands regularly to stay healthy. This back to school tip.
Oh my goodness!
Brought to you by Muscadet Mini Mart,
Walsh's
Ace, and by Southwest Wisconsin Technical College. Let's make this back to school year safe for everyone.
I do that about once a month. By the time they get those gone, there'll be another 150 come back. Right.
So unreal.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you know you've made it. And we have a couple people on the live stream who are giving you shout-outs to. We have Wayne, yay, Mr. Global, and Gary O'Neill. Happy to see Mr. Global here. Wayne also said he brings receipts. Yes, he absolutely does bring receipts, which is one of the reasons why we're so glad to have him here. We're going to start, Matt, with a clip from Donald Trump just the other day, actually. Calvin, this is clip number 3, talking about how he's going to cut energy prices by 50%.
He is going to cut energy prices by at least half. At least half in 12 months. What would that look like?
What would that look like, Matt? What would it look like if Donald Trump gets reelected and he's going to slash energy costs by 50% in a year? What would be the fallout from that?
So it would look amazing for consumers for about 6 months. And then it would look like the worst thing we've ever seen. So in that video, I noted that oil would have to be about $20 a barrel to get gas prices where he wants it, which would essentially end the oil and gas industry in the United States and leave us completely at the mercy of Saudi Arabia, Russia, Iran. But another thing to consider is, natural gas prices, natural gas accounts for about 40% of the electricity generated in the United States. They're at 40-year lows because we are producing more natural gas than we know what to do with. We can't get it out of the country fast enough. And the natural gas market in the United States is just in the United States. The oil market is global, but our natural gas market is captive here in our country. So natural gas might be $15 on the other side of the world, but here it's cheap. So those savings in utility bills for people that heat their homes with natural gas, for people who use electricity in their homes is savings of low to low prices is not being passed on to the customers. The utility companies are keeping that money and returning it to their shareholders. So lowering that even more isn't going to have any impact on what the consumer pays at home. But it is literally an impossibility. And as I said in the video, if we drastically reduce oil production, because natural gas, especially in the Permian, which accounts for all of the growth in oil production in the United States, natural gas is an associated byproduct of oil. So, you know, these are oil wells that also flow natural gas at the same time. If that production is reduced drastically, then natural gas prices themselves will skyrocket. So his plan is like I said, it's opposite day of simple supply and demand equations. It cannot be done. It will not be done without, what we lived through in 2022 was a result of this policy. Gasoline right now should be about 50 cents a gallon cheaper. The reason it's not was because we lost 12 refineries under the Trump administration due to his policy. And so it's a complete impossibility. And if he was able to do it, it wouldn't be on the backs of Americans to produce that oil. He would simply get other countries to increase their production because that's what he's
doing. Matt, why is it that it just doesn't seem like there's a large awareness that we lost 12 refineries under the Trump administration? Is this like secret information somewhere or something?
No, it's not secret information. And I think what it is, it's all politics. So, in my world, anything you hear from a politician or someone in mass media about our industry is a narrative, right? So what happened in the United States in the oil and gas industry, we've had decades. Our refining fleet, all of our refineries in this country are the oldest in the world. We run the refineries in the world. We've made it impossible to build refineries due to the environmental industry. And what's bad about that is if a company wants to build a new refinery and they can't due to all the lawsuits, that old refinery that's going to continue running will put out 90% more emissions than the new one they would have built. So a lot of this stuff is kind of counterproductive. But what we had a huge oil crash, 2015, 2016, most debt in the industry, $400 billion bankruptcy debt during that crash. And then they had 1 year where they didn't have a crash, and then they had 2018 where they had a crash, and then they had 2020 where they had a crash. And just back to back crashes decimated our refining capacity. We lost 1 million barrels of oil. And gasoline is sold and traded on the open market just like oil. Someone doesn't just decide how much gas that is traded on the futures market. So what you're paying at that pump is what some traders decided, plus whatever the people who own the gas station decided to market at. A lot of people aren't aware of that either. And with the reduced refining capacity, it means our gas piece of inventories in the United States remain, below 5-year averages, which, as you probably know, keeps those traded at higher prices.
Matt Randolph is Mr. Global on social media. We have news coming up. We are going to keep this conversation going. Tom, I see you on the line. If you can hold on, please. We'll be back in about 3.5 minutes. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Mayer on here. This is the City Media Radio.
criticizing critics who are skilled on accepting and rightfully elected. He talked up the record of achievement during his administration. Gaza won't say how or when they die. Claiming unfair labor practices, more than 17,000 technicians, field workers, and customer service personnel have gone on strike against AT&T. This is ABC News.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Cummings Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. GW System President Jay Rothman is ready to submit his budget request that he says would bring Wisconsin up to the middle. Our public universities rank 43rd in the nation when it comes to how much funding they get from their state. Meanwhile, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota, all the states that border Wisconsin, all rank in the top 10. And the plan for a new Wisconsin Veterans Museum is a road bump. Earlier this month, the state approved $9 million to buy the current property on the Capitol Square with plans to build a new museum. Well, now, according to the Wisconsin State Journal, the owners say the building isn't for sale. They say the state was late paying rent last fall and forfeited their right to purchase the property. But the Veterans Museum disputes that. They say one payment was late because of a processing problem, which was immediately rectified. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has leased space there for more than 3 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Coleman Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio. Across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You gotta love an actor with a laissez-faire attitude. Maybe it's just because he's been around the block a few times, but actor Michael Keaton recently donned the Batman costume again for the film Batgirl. Keaton recently spoke to GQ magazine and said Warner Brothers shelved the film in 2022. Keaton heard the news that no one would ever see his work. His response was, "I didn't care one way or another. Big, fun, nice check." A rep that needs to confront all rumors when your relationship is not so great? Me neither. Addressing tabloid rumors that Coldplay frontman Chris Martin and actress Dakota Johnson are not going through with their plans to marry, a rep for the couple said that is not true and they are happily together. In my opinion, whenever there is a picture of an actress giving the camera a wave while wearing sunglasses and oversized jeans, you know things are over. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm a meteorologist, Scott Price. A few clouds in the overnight and some patchy fog forming as well. Light winds and mid-50s expected at sunrise. After the morning patchy fog, we'll have mostly sunny skies. Our winds will remain on the light side. Highs coming out in the middle and upper 70s. Mid-60 at our studios.
The Todd Alma Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into his personal attacks. Just off the rails for me.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make that voice that joke.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils. Fully loaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alva joins us at 10:33 from the DNC. Hour number 2, Dr. Kristen Lierley, now an official candidate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Or maybe somebody out in the hall, snapping and gone.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Very excited to have our next guest join us. He is known as Mr. Global on the socials. Matt Randolph is here, an oil and gas expert, been doing it for more than 30 years. Thank you so much for being here, Matt. We do have a question from someone on the line. Tom from Jackson, thank you for your patience. What's your question for Mr. Global?
Hi. Very interesting guest. Well, not for the media head yet. I'm a slow dance. My thought is that we should get rid of the product called ethanol. When I can see it's been not very good for the area. And I've heard that they actually found out that they've had some shows that their emissions are higher than ethanol do. And all the things that you need to make it really, really safe, I can see. And I was wondering what your thought is, how ethanol came into its position straight now, to the point where we even had a picture of the other one's gas thing. And if it's the way that it's going to have to cut that.
Yeah, so.
Thank you, Tom.
Ethanol.
No, go ahead, Ben.
So yeah, you know, ethanol, for people that don't know, is derived from corn, and we can blend it into gasoline. It essentially, the easiest way to explain it is it kind of waters down gasoline. It gives you more product that will still run your car. And it kind of checks all the boxes on a politician's to-do list, right? It is supposed to lower emissions. It is supposed to lower gas prices. It is supposed to help farmers, because farmers grow corn. And, you know, they get their ethanol subsidies as well. So it's one of those things. And I've seen many studies on ethanol that say it reduces emissions. I've seen many other studies that say it does not. I am inclined to believe it does not, because the worst thing you can do to an engine to make it create more emissions is to make it very inefficient. And that is what ethanol does. It drags down the performance of an engine. So I believe that, though. That is just my personal opinion. That's not, I'm not an expert in the chemicals of that fuel base and how that relates to emissions. But I'm inclined to believe that it does not help emissions. But yeah, it basically it makes a lower price and it helps farmers. It's supposed to lower emissions. Whether that does or not can't even be agreed upon by the scientific community. So I'm certainly not at a level to speak on whether it does or not. Personally, I don't have a problem with ethanol. I do believe it does help in prices. And I think with the durability of the engines we have and the cars being built these days, I don't think it does as much damage as it would have done 20 years ago.
Is Mr. Global. Matt Randolph is our guest. We have a text coming in. Ross in Crawford County listening on WRCE. It is hard as a person who wants to be pro-environment to navigate some of the issues that Mr. Global brings up, like modernizing drilling and refinery equipment. We really want to move forward to a more electric-based economy, but I'm sure Mr. Global isn't necessarily for that. Man, in some of your videos, we cannot stop drilling for oil completely because it's just not going to happen, correct?
That is correct. And I am very supportive of renewable energy. I have a lot of content about that. And as far as what this industry is doing, if you go out where they're drilling or completing a well to produce oil and gas, most of the equipment that is on that site working is electric now. We have electric drilling rigs. We have electric frac spreads. We have largely electrified the industry itself that produces the fossil fuels. I think that alone is a testament. But there is no product in the world that has the utility of oil. It cannot be replicated on a mass commercial basis where it's commercially viable. They can make oil that's, you know, made in a lab, but they cannot make it at a price affordable yet. And at the volumes that, you know, we use over 101 million barrels of oil a day, you know, around the world. So I think the dollars should go towards, because renewable is going to take over. It's just a matter of time. But you're trying to change the foundation of what the entire industrialized world is built on overnight. And that is no easy task. And you're trying to do it as population is growing, as energy demands are growing. And at the rate we're building renewable energy now, it's not even keeping up with growth in energy demand. Over the next 15 years, we're going to increase energy demand on this planet by 200 quadrillion BTUs. What that means is that 15 years from now, the amount of energy we use will be what we're using now, plus the amount of energy the United States uses in a day, times two. So we're essentially going to add two States of America, the world, in the next 15 years, when it comes to energy consumption. And you simply cannot build renewable energy fast enough to even keep up with growth. Electricity demand, energy demand in the United States, electricity is increasing 4% this year in the United States. Two-thirds of that is going to be covered by natural gas. The rest of it is going to be taken care of by solar. Solar is going to blow wind away. But solar is going to take over. It's going to be a dominant force in the future. It will ultimately be our largest provider of electricity. The problem with wind, and it seems very simplistic, but it turns sometimes the wind doesn't blow. So in 2023, we produced less wind energy than we did in 2021, when we had 6 more gigawatts of wind capacity. And this year, we're going to produce less wind energy as well than we did in 2020. We're at a 34-month low on wind energy production when we've built tens of thousands of wind turbines in the last 34 months. And that is because with energy, you have a thing called wind droughts. And I don't know if you guys have heard of wind droughts, but it's the heating of the earth reduces the wind. So especially in places like Texas, they've had multiple years in a row, if I don't select a surgery, where the wind on an average day of humidity is trending down. I don't know if there's a weather pattern that, you know, could arrive year that might change that, you know, over a short period of time. But now a lot of climate experts are saying, you know, these wind droughts are going to become a lot more prevalent. So, Wind is not going to cut it, and the batteries in the current state they are good. You know, they're putting all these batteries in to store electricity, but they're only good for a couple of hours capacity. That technology will advance, and that time frame will greatly increase. But I'm really big on solar, and I'm really big on nuclear. And Congress just passed a new law just a few months ago, pushing more money towards nuclear and mini modular nuclear There's reactors, very small reactors, here. It's that can more be than just boats and beers. Because it's you need the base friends, load power. And wind cannot provide a base load power. Disappear. And as long it as don't wind exists, where you need come, natural gas running know, next to it just for when the wind slow. Doesn't blow. So you won't I think of all the renewable energy we have, wind is at definitely a plus. And I rank solar and nuclear at the top, and I think that's what we should be focusing on. It frustrates me that we have decades of data It's just we're handing out money, and whatever is, you know, easiest to go build and get your subsidies back from the government is what we're doing. So we're not taking
picking up.
I'm going to the transition. Zone. And I think if we did that, it would work out.
If you're just joining us, Matt Randolph is our guest. He is Mr. Global across all social medias, and we're talking about the oil and gas industry. Have you any questions?
Yeah, speaking a little bit more about nuclear energy, do you think the resistance to nuclear energy is going away at all? Is it just a general fear-wide effect?
Oh, absolutely. You know, people remember, Three Mile Island, Fukushima, Chernobyl. All of those things come to mind. And there is a real fear across not only the United States, but the world. Germany has shut down most of their nuclear power, if not all. And it's because of that fear. But I have faith in science and technology. That's where I stand on science and technology. And, you know, even though it's very recent, that's a very old facility. So when I think about nuclear power, I think of it in terms of 2024 technology. And we have all seen technology explode before our eyes. And I am confident that you know, we have what we need now to ensure safety. We're not going to go out and build a 1965 model nuclear reactor. That's not a thing. We're going to go out and build a 2023. And so I don't let those problems that have give me concern about what we can do today, because I'm one of those people that believes in anything. I'm one of those people that believe that it is hard for us to even know what the world is going to look like in 10 years with the advancement of technology, because we always
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green.
You know, we can't stop
join
drilling.
The Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Fracking. I don't know if we can get through the entire thing at this point. We might have to leave it to the next
Hello,
segment.
Hello, everyone.
But
Brian from Wall Street. Did
simply
you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double-wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6-inch diameter.
And
for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, monkey noodle feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
You know, in today's settings, in a well-regulated setting where you have people...
The apples are plentiful at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring Honeycrisp, along with Paula Red, Rave, and more varieties, perfect for cooking or eating. Don't miss the fresh apple cider donuts, caramel apples, and bakery items like take-and-bake pies, and fall mums, absolutely gorgeous. Open from 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Visit Oakwood Fruit Farm just south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fresh is always in season. Like them on Facebook and check the website.
Massive amounts of wastewater into fault lines under the earth. I don't know who made these decisions.
It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gillette Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gillette Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gillette Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
These earthquakes happening in Omaha, Arkansas, are happening now in the Permian, I believe.
Parents, keep those backpacks light to avoid strain on your child's back. A lighter load means a safer school day.
He is Mr. Global across social media. We have one more segment.
Richland Locker. Don't go away. Tri-Star stay close.
We're listening to Matt Mayer
Southwest
on air.
Wisconsin
this is the Civic
Technical
Media
College
Radio Network.
And Walsh's Ace Hardware.
Called him Sandy Kane. You folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he.
the center, WRCE. Come back, man.
Don't you wish your life still came with a morning app? Just don't
understand. That dog is not one
about the heads up before something bad happens.
You do not send that text.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council as Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknight 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Kelby on the board coming to you from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Mr. Global has been our guest for the last hour. Matt Randolph is an oil and gas expert. I highly suggest you follow him on TikTok. You will learn so much. And man, what I really like about you is that you have enough expertise and facts that you can annoy anyone. You're like an equal opportunity annoyer, because there's just enough facts on each side where you can cut, you know, both sides of the political aisle. Yeah.
And you get spicy towards people who speak incorrectly, which I truly appreciate.
I wanted to talk about the few minutes that we have left before we're going to let you go with the news about the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And it's empty and now it's full, and what's going on with this? And this is one of those cases where, too bad, I think it's like, I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to like. But let's play that clip, Kelvin, about Joe Biden destroying our world because he sold the gas from the SPR.
All of the oil that was released from the Strategic Reserve under the Biden administration was sold before Joe Biden was ever elected. That is a fact.
Yes,
before the receipts, between 2015 and 2018, there was four pieces of legislation that was passed. Bipartisan legislation. This was passed by Republicans and Democrats both. Signed by a Democratic president in Barack Obama, and also signed by a Republican president in Donald Trump. Three of these four pieces of legislation was widely supported by both parties. And these four pieces of legislation combined mandated the sale of about 285 million barrels of oil out of the SPR. The oil that Biden released, it was already sold. Just sold it early during a time of really high oil prices and record gas prices to bring down gas prices. Yeah, it was already sold. Hot
sun. It was a done deal. So he was simply following through on agreements that had been passed in a bipartisan manner. Right, Matt?
Feet in the water. She transferred it to mine.
We were sure that the 2015 budget, the 2018 budget, and the 2017 Trump Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, all of these pieces of legislation amounted to about 285 million barrels to be sold out of the SPR over a period of time between then and 2027. And what Joe Biden did was he simply canceled all those sales and basically sold all of that within a 6-month period during a time of really high oil prices, where oil was $120. The average price of oil bought, so, you know, I think Joe Biden did exactly what he was supposed to do. The SDR is not going to work. It never has been. We've never used it before. We were just at it for 30 years at the least. Never took a drop out of it for any of that. It is used for supply disruption. And the OPEC strike deal that Donald Trump broke was the supply disruption that he needed. When Joe Biden went to OPEC, OPEC asked him to increase production. He wasn't asking them to increase production. He was asking them to tear up the OPEC 2020 deal that Donald Trump broke. That's what he asked him. He went over there and said, hey, can we tear up this deal and reset? They said, no, we're going to be richer than we've ever been. How would we do it? So he came home and said, all right, we'll go ahead and push forward these sales at this point. And all of these Republicans that are so loud about the SDR are the ones that sold this oil. Your Ted Cruz's, your Lindsey Graham's, your guys from North and South Carolina, your Thunes, all of these Republican senators that are just bonkers mad about this SDR, they are the ones that voted in for these sales to begin with. So this is all politics. This is why I do what I do, because people in this country, all they get is this information about my nation. And so I want to inform them. I don't care what Republicans want or what letter you have. Do you know? It doesn't matter. The truth doesn't matter. The truth just matters. Some people get mad. Some people get happy. That's
life. Can we cut that and just, can I have that playing over my head? Some people get mad. Some people get happy. That's life. It's something, you know, Matt, that I have said on this show many, many times, and I've really learned from this discussion with you, is I would always say, you get so angry at the sitting president when the gas is high. Why don't you send a letter of congratulations when the gas lowers? But really, that's the wrong way of framing the discussion, is we shouldn't be looking at the day-to-day of the oil and how it affects the gas. We have to look at the deals that are being brokered in Washington and overseas to look at the long-term effects they will have on us. You know, you're talking about brokering a deal in 2018 that screws us in 2020. No one's seeing that, but that's how we have to look at it, not just what it, what's, you know.
338 today.
Yeah. It's 315 next week. Yeah. It's really about making sure our politicians are accountable and knowing what they're doing just with this information and with the pieces of paper they're signing.
Absolutely. And Donald Trump, you know, the 2018 deal, he stabbed MBS and Vladimir Putin in the back. The oil war that Russia and Saudi Arabia got into during COVID was not an oil war. That was them trying to get Donald Trump to come to the table to broker a two-year production cut. That was all a setup. That whole thing was a trap. And OPEC and Saudi Arabia are allies. Russia and Saudi are allies. They're both in OPEC. They're both members of OPEC. So why would two allies create an oil crisis in the middle of the pandemic? It's because Donald Trump threatened OPEC, his entire administration, if they didn't increase production. So all they needed was his permission and to let him think he made the deal. So they set the bait, you know, they created this trap, this fake oil price war. He goes in, brokers a two-year, 10% production cut, where the United States didn't have to give up anything. And that led to the highest gas prices in our history. We were under those production cuts when gas skyrocketed.
Follow him on social media. He is Mr. Global. We would love to have you back, Matt. There's so much more to cover. Matt Randolph has been our guest. Thank you so very, very much. News is coming up next. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and have the chance to share it. Stay here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
Let's go to Lynn on Cumberland.
I met Kamala and she is super.
experts in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select the oil people. Back in 2025, it seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be
a the rush of the
early
Grand
weekday mornings, 8 to 10 on your local 7 TV radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, Chris and Instagram. This is New from the Center, 1450 AM WRC, 107.7 FM, WTIC, Richmond Center.